On one side of this module, you will find an image of the photojournalist Fidel Raso, who documented the entire demolition process of Altos Hornos. With Jesús Ángel Miranda, he carried out the work Esquerraldia in 1992, documenting the whole left bank. They received the Gaudí Medal at the 7th State Exhibition of Contemporary Photographic Art in Reus for this work. He has worked for Deia, El Correo, Diario 16, and El País. He has published in magazines such as The New York Times, Time, and Der Spiegel. He documented various international historical events, such as the fall of the Berlin Wall or the First Gulf War. You will find a photograph of Aitor Ortiz. At the age of 23, he was chosen by the Guggenheim Museum of Bilbao to document the construction of Frank Gehry's building photographically. It has one of the best photographic archives on the urban transformation of Bilbao, the industrial activity, and its subsequent transfer and dismantling in the surroundings of the estuary. La Naval de Sestao, Altos Hornos de Vizcaya, Cadenas Vicinay, Port Authority of Bilbao, etc. His work has been exhibited in Asia, America, Australia, and almost all European countries. He has exhibited in countless museums, including the Prado Museum, the Guggenheim Bilbao, and is part of the permanent exhibition at the Reina Sofia Museum. You will find the photography of Conrado Muguerza, a veteran photographer who has been photographing the color of ports for years and has an essential photographic archive of ports and ships and has documented La Naval before and after its dismantling. On the other side of this module, you have an image provided by the Echeverría Muguerza family of the excellent photographer Jesús de Echeverría e Ibargüengoitia, 1882-1962. He took countless stereoscopic photographs with which he won several awards and honorable mentions, even publishing them abroad. Along with it, we present a photograph of the artist Javier Rodríguez, who has carried out extensive photographic work on Altos Hornos, with which he pays tribute to that generation that left the countryside, came to the city, built an industry that made us what we are, and the technological and service society pushed it aside. And below, you will find a photograph of Eulalia de Abaitua, 1853-1943, of which you have 8 stereoscopic photos distributed throughout the museum, who visited and portrayed the people of Portugalete on numerous occasions in their maritime activities.